Hi, and welcome to Movies with Miley. This is our cheer episode. I'm here with...
Hi, I'm Molly.
And I'm going to be talking to her about cheer and movies, like we always do. What is your favorite movie genre and why?
I love, like, coming-of-age movies and, like, romantic movies because it just makes me so happy. But most of all, I think my favorite one is scary movies, like... There's just something about it. It's so good.
Do you have a reason why?
I'm not really sure. I just really like the stories. And, like, I like that I can, like, what's the word? Stay on my toes and, like, be, like, worried the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite movie from that genre? Or all three of them?
I would say... For coming of age, I think it's a coming of age movie, but 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah.
Romance one, also 10 Things I Hate About You. And then for horror, I think Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Yeah.
Okay, that was great. Favorite movie overall?
That's a hard one. Tangled, yeah, Tangled. I love Disney movies.
How did you feel whenever... Flynn Rider and Rapunzel met for the first time?
Let me go back to when I was super young. Honestly, I had like a huge crush on Flynn Rider.
Don't we all?
So I was just like excited for them to meet because that means like he was going to be in it more often because he was with the lead character. And like I was just excited because she was going to be able to leave the tower.
Yeah. Okay, how did you feel when girl cut all her hair off?
This makes me so mad. He decided to make it so short. Like, there was no need. Like, he could have, like, done it by the shoulders.
That's
but, like,
what I'm saying.
Straight. And, like, she can't grow it out now. Like,
my thing is, why not one strand?
Oh my gosh, you're so right. I didn't think about that.
One strand would have been fine.
But honestly, I don't know how she would, like, function with that hair in the real world. Like,
yeah.
Because those girls, because she was struggling, and then those girls had to, like, braid it.
Yeah. We need those girls around her, like, every day. Follow her around, guys. And then whenever she has kids, she can make her kids.
Yeah.
Child labor. No, I'm kidding. What did you get from this movie, like, the main message?
I never really got a main message, but I was just, like... If I did, I would probably just say follow your dreams, like, because I know she worked really hard to see those lights.
Yeah.
And then she managed to see the lights, and she got a lot of stuff from doing that, like Flynn, learning who her real parents are, and, like, being free, so.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite actor?
Favorite actor. Right now, it's that one girl from Barbie. The one that plays the daughter that doesn't believe him.
Ariana Greenblatt?
Yeah. She is so talented, and she's, like, so pretty. And she's literally our age.
I know, just, that's, like, crazy.
It's crazy, dude.
I think the craziest thing is that people our age are going and being, like,
I know.
Famous.
It's so crazy to me, because it's like, oh, like, I thought she was, like, 19.
Me too.
And I'm like, oh, she's so talented. I wonder how old she is. Probably 19. Mm-hmm. I saw that she was our age. I was so shocked. I was like, it's crazy.
No, yeah. I think child actors are really talented. I'm not saying that they're better than adult actors.
But a lot of them are.
But they are.
Yeah.
And the fact that they are getting to that point in life that early is crazy.
Another thing I'm kind of iffy about is with the whole child actor thing. Like, Nickelodeon and Disney, like, they have it so hard.
Nickelodeon and Disney are very, like, strict. Mm-hmm. Definitely. I feel like you don't have as much freedom.
No, not at all, dude.
Definitely not.
Yeah. And the shows aren't really that good either.
Okay. The old shows were great.
The old shows.
With Selena Gomez and, like, Shake It Up and all that. Mm-hmm. Those were great. Sam and Cat, great. But the new shows, they're just repeating over and over. Yeah.
And, like, there's, like, no plot to anything.
Yeah, I think... Oh, they're making a rebuttal or whatever of, Wizards of Waverly Place.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, with all the original actors? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome!
Yeah.
Selena Gomez is so talented.
She is. Okay. Would you watch a movie just because a certain actor was in it?
Oh, heck yes, dude. Like, I don't even have to like the movie or the genre, but if one of my favorite actors that I find attractive are in it, then I'm 100% watching it.
I've seen every Finn Wolfhard movie, and so...
I'm not even surprised.
You gotta... Hey, you can't tell me you haven't seen at least, like, every single movie of one person.
Girl, I have.
Like, you just gotta...
Jacob Elordi?
Ooh! You just... I mean...
You have to. It's like the basics.
What makes a movie interesting to you?
Definitely has to be a good plot. And it, like, it has to get into it immediately. Like, if it's like a slow rising plot, then I can't watch it. Because I can't sit still for very long.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely the costumes and the setting. Like, especially the music too. I would say those.
I agree. I feel like any movie that moves really slowly is kind of like...
It's like, this is boring. And then I get on my phone and I just stop paying attention.
Yeah. I feel like not a movie that really rushes it, but goes into it enough.
Yeah, like... And it, like, foreshadows, too. Like, it has a good pace, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Let's talk about sequels. Because there are sequels that are bad and aren't needed. And there are ones that are better than the first. What is your opinion on them?
I'm always hesitant watching sequels because, like you said, they could be bad or good. But most of the time, they're really bad. So, I always have to, like, wait till it comes out, wait a little bit, see how people think of it. And then I would watch it,
Yeah, I feel like they're very iffy.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, a lot of the franchises, too.
Yeah.
Those are very iffy, too.
And I hate when they, like, have a movie and then they make a cartoon out of it. Like,
there's
no reason for it. Like, if the movie ended with a good plot, there is no need to add more to it. Because it's not going to make sense.
Tangled.
I was literally just about to say Tangled.
I feel like too many things were Tangled after. Now, the mini Frozen movies.
Those were good.
Let's keep them coming.
Let's keep them coming with Olaf. Oh, my gosh.
The Summer Fever one.
Yes!
Spring Fever. Bro.
Yeah.
Best short little movie ever.
I remember when I watched it, I was at the movies, and I was watching Coco. It was so cute.
Yes. They need to bring those back, honestly. I know.
I'm so excited for the third movie, though.
I know.
They're giving Anna powers.
Oh!
I'm like, girl, I been knowing she was going to have fire powers.
Oh, yeah. You ever see those
YouTube videos? Yes, girl. I used to watch those every day.
The fake trailers.
Yes!
Yeah.
And I would get so excited, and then I find out it's fake.
Really, I'd really trust them too. The really bad edited ones.
Yes! And then, like, they would have, like, Jack Frost in it.
Jack Frost and Elsa were meant for each other.
Yes! I would get so emotional.
I feel like they have a lot of things they can put into that movie, but then again, I don't know what they can put into that movie.
I know.
Because I feel like the last movie was good.
For
like,
what?
Like, I feel like it ended good.
For Frozen 2?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it did. Like, I think it's mostly just going to be about Anna now, because, like...
Yep. Cut it out.
Bye.
Is there a sequel you love?
I was talking about this earlier for To All the Boys I Loved Before. I loved the last two movies that they made after that. But they made a series with the little sister Kitty, and it's called EXO Kitty. Yeah. And she, like, flies to Korea to see her boyfriend, and it's just like a love triangle. It's so good. And they're making a second season, and I'm just... I'm counting down the days. I'm super excited.
This is so not important to movies, but what is your favorite, like, love trope in a movie?
I love enemies to lovers.
That's what I think.
It's so good. Love triangles, I can't stand it because it's so stressful.
I don't like love triangles. I don't like the brothers fighting over a girl.
I know, it's so stupid.
The Summer I Turned Pretty is great. It's just I don't like the plot.
I haven't seen it yet, but like, I just don't like it because it's like, you know how awkward it's going to be once one of them starts dating her, and it's
that's
like,
that's what I'm saying.
And it's just like, oh, I have to deal with this for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
it's
and like, the Walter Boys show on Netflix, Living with the Walter Boys.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet. That's literally a knockoff of The Summer I Turned Pretty.
And it's like, I just can't do the whole brothers fighting over a girl because
it's so dumb.
In reality, that wouldn't happen.
And if it did, it's not going to be like that.
Yeah. It's just like kind of cringy.
It's very cringy. Okay. Same with The Kissing Booth. Like that whole, I can't stand that movie. I only like it because Jacob Elordi's in it, but it's like the main girl, she just gets on my nerves.
Yeah. I tried to watch it. I watched the first one.
I can't. I didn't even watch the second one. I'm not even going
to
try.
I tried to watch the second one. I'm so done. I can't. Mm-mm. Is there a sequel you hate?
Definitely the Tangled sequels. Those are horrible. Any Disney movie that they turn into a series is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But I really can't think of a specific one. It's just mostly the Disney ones making it a cartoon.
Yeah.
So unnecessary.
I feel like anything that like had a cutoff was great. Like the Scream movies are good, but I feel like the first and last one were the best.
I haven't seen the last one yet. I already know who the killer is, but I'm really excited to see it.
Yeah. It's great. I wanna say with the Fear Street movies, they're all good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's because you learn more each movie.
I think that's what does it for me.
Yeah. I agree.
But with the Scream franchises, I love Scream, but like, it's just the same flaw every time.
I know.
And it gets a little tiring.
And I feel like, it's just, like, I get, like, that's the whole thing. It's just like, make a new idea.
Yeah.
Like I said, you are in cheer. Is there or was there a movie that made you want to join or encouraged you to keep staying in cheer?
Bring It On. I know that's the most stereotypical answer, but Bring It On. I know that Cheer is nothing like it, but it's just so good. Like, all the Bring It On movies, and, like, I love when they perform and stuff like that. That's what really, like, got me into Cheer is being able to perform and stuff like that.
Do you, like, have a character that you see yourself in or you can relate to?
As a Cheer movie or just all movies?
Cheer movie. That movie.
I can't remember her name, but I don't really think so. I don't see myself like in them, but I see myself wanting to be like them. Like, I look up to them.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite movie from your childhood? If so, why?
I'm gonna bring it up again. But Tangled!
Yes. Tangled, I feel like Tangled, Frozen, Princess and the Frog. Lilo and Stitch. Moana.
Yeah. Those are like all the Disney princesses are like my whole childhood.
Ariel.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of the old movies were great.
Yeah.
They were so good.
The art was so beautiful. And like the old ones, like Cinderella. It's just so pretty. The new animation's okay. It's just, it's not as detailed and like as pretty as it used to be.
Pretty and the messages, I feel like the messages are just kind of getting blah.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, yes, all of these new movies are like about being independent. But I feel like we should get like a lot more like, prince and princesses again.
Yeah, that's what the whole prince and princess thing was made for.
Yeah.
It's like love.
Disney.
And like, it's like they're putting it as it's bad to be in love.
Yeah.
When in reality, it's not. It's actually a really, really great thing. So, Like, I understand the whole movement of being independent, mm-hmm. but I think they should balance it out. Like, 1 year make one being independent,
yeah,
or 1 year making them like a love story.
I agree. This is our last question. Is there a movie you're excited for to come out?
Oh my gosh. Yes, the third Spider-Man movie. The one with Miles Morales. I went to watch it during the summer, and the first one was really good, but the second one really got me into it. It was like the music and like just all the different arts. It was like I was just in awe the whole time. Yeah.
And the cliffhanger was crazy.
I was so mad.
I was mad too.
I was in the freaking movie theater for so long. I'm like, oh my gosh, I wonder what's going to happen. I'm like, this movie's longer than I expected. And then just boom, to be continued. I'm like, what?
I hate when movies leave off like that. And then isn't the movie coming out in like 2 years?
No, it's coming out in March. It's coming out Yeah, it's coming out this summer.
Oh,
well, girl, it came out in like 2022. Yeah, it's been that long.
Really?
Wait, no, not 2022. Wait.
It was last year.
It was last year.
Yeah.
My bad.
It's okay. No, that's crazy. Because I remember seeing somewhere where they were like, it's not coming out till like 2025 or 2026.
Girl, they better be making it. Because I saw that it's coming out this summer. Because if I was wrong, I'm going to be really mad.
Thank you for listening. This has been Movies with Miley. Tune in next time.